And now West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County deputies say nine people allegedly associated with drug activity inside of a home just across the street from a local elementary school were arrested on Friday. Members of the Northwest Georgia Drug Task Force, the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, the Bremen Police Department, and the Buchanan Police Department served a search warrant at 110 College Circle in Buchanan. Investigators were following up on a number of confidential tips about drug activity at the home. One of the issues that concerned the citizens who complained was that the home is directly across the road from Buchanan Elementary School. During the search, a quantity of methamphetamine and drug-related objects were located. Those arrested range in age from 41 to 74 years old. A 52-year-old Bowden man charged with aggravated assault against a law enforcement officer last week has been released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $2,000 bond. Last Tuesday, deputies had responded to the 100 block of Lakeshore Drive in Bowden to investigate a dispute between neighbors. One of those neighbors was Kevin Smith, who became very angry at the sight of deputies and began to act erratically, according to reports. Deputies say Smith at one point drew a handgun and pulled an automatic knife blade out of his front pocket and threw it towards another deputy on scene, striking him in the face under his eye. Carroll County court documents show that prior to this incident, Smith was charged with reckless conduct this summer after he allegedly discharged an AR-15 several times through the front door of a residence while a couple was inside. Villarica Mayor Gil McDougall over the weekend said work being done by Georgia Department of Transportation crews at the interchange at the McDonald's and Hardee's traffic light off Exit 24 is being driven by the North Bypass Project currently under construction. He says work at that interchange is preparation for improvements coming to Industrial Boulevard, the North Bypass, and the conversion of the bridge crossing I-20 to a converging diamond, all are GDOT projects. McDougall said over the coming 18 to 24 months, GDOT will be adding several roundabouts in Villarica, one on each end of the North Bypass, one at Connors and Highway 78, and one at the intersection of U.S. Highway 78 and Industrial Park. The new roundabouts will be considerably larger than the one at Highway 61 in Punkintown and will be designed to handle considerably more traffic, including 18-wheel trucks. And the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation awarding 68 grants to teachers through the Instructional Excellence Grant Program with awards totaling $24,000. The Instructional Excellence Grant Program began in 1994 with just five teachers sharing $2,000 in funding. More than $330,000 in grants has been awarded through the program, which provides teachers a funding outlet to support instructional projects or programs that are not funded through traditional sources. I'm Colin Worthington.